Okay, so how do we take these three understandings and make it so we don't have to think about it, but we actually, on a regular basis, condition ourselves to have the great emotions we want and get rid of the emotions you don't want? Well, first step is awareness. See, next time you start to feel like, oh, I'm so frustrated, I'm so angry about this, notice what you're doing with your cheeks. What are you doing with your mouth? What happened to your breathing just now to do that? What's happening to your eyebrows? Are you tightening your fingers and your hands? Because we all have very specific things we do to get into our version of anger or frustration or tired or overwhelmed. Does that make sense? Just notice. What's happening to your body? Say, okay, I'm not breathing. That's a clue. Let me start with a little change there. My mouth is so tight, I can't even talk. That might be a clue why you're a little uptight. So loosen your jaw. Second thing, okay, what am I focusing on? I'm focusing on how, you know, this isn't working. Now, to help you understand the belief part, ask yourself, in order to feel this way, what would I have to believe? In order to be frustrated, what would I have to believe? I have to believe that it should be better than it is, and it's not, and it's not working. Well, maybe it isn't working, but is that going to help you to focus on it isn't working? Let's focus on what we can do. Or if you say, you know, I feel like it's hopeless because in order to feel hopeless, I have to believe that there's nothing I can do. Is that really true? Is there nothing you can do? Or are you just caught up in a state? Are you just caught up in a pattern? See, if you ask yourself, what do I have to believe to feel this way? It'll help you to break that part of the triad because you'll start to say, yeah, that isn't really even true. All right, so that'll help you there. Third part of awareness is to say, okay, what am I saying to myself? Why do they do this? How come they always do these things? Why don't they ever listen? Well, I'm asking a lot of lousy questions because they may listen sometimes, but I'm saying they don't. I'm saying it with total intensity. Of course I'm going to feel bad. Let me change what I'm saying. Let me change what I'm asking. How can I turn this around? You know, what do I need to focus on to make this work? What's the truth here? You know, maybe I can't control it all, but I can control what it means to me. What does this really mean? If you just have that awareness and you break your pattern, you can get out of a negative emotion in a moment. Then you can say, well, how do I want to feel? To feel like that, what would I have to do with my body? To feel like that, what would I have to focus on right now? What would I have to believe? I have to believe, you know what, I can turn anything around. I may not like it, but I can make it happen. It's just another challenge that God's given me to sculpt my muscles, right? Sculpt my soul. Throw it at me. God's the greatest trainer on earth, because a great trainer, when you think you got nothing left, what do? They go, give me six more. He goes, six more? I don't even have one more. But, you know, they say, yes, you do. And sure enough, you got at least three more in you, and you develop real muscle, and now you're stronger. And what used to be hard now gets to be easy next time because you've been through it. That's what this is about.